I've tried my theory of love out on Rhiannon, who's here from the library, that love is that gap between meeting somebody and then discovering all the things you liked about them. I'm absolutely driving you crazy. She's got a few theories that doesn't quite fit with that, but she's a happy person. And how are you this morning?
All good, thank you.
You're good. That's good. And you were saying 10 years. Good on you.
Yes.
Yeah, I managed 10, but that was about my lot. I got a shock the first time. It was 7, and I thought it was going to be forever.
Yes.
I believed in love. Right, so the library.
Yes.
We talked about some things we were going to do. We were going to look at what the future, the next few months are going to be, what
yes.
happened with...
We've
I think
got
about
very,
some kids, and
yeah.
then we're going. You've got a book to review.
Yes, that's right.
So shoot.
Okay, so we've got a very exciting story time coming up on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we've got Tanya Batt coming into the library to celebrate all things bikes. So she's going to do a bike storytelling, and it's going to follow up with a bike parade in the courtyard. So that's going to be heaps of fun. Highly recommend you come along to that at 10 a.m. on February the 17th.
Which is what?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep,
so it'll
Tuesday.
Be littlies.
Yes, it's for preschoolers.
Well, yep. That'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah, heaps of fun.
Oh, I'll bring my bike with my training wheels on.
Yeah, that's the one. And it's,
don't
it's
laugh, not, I'd probably need them now.
It's not just bikes, so they can bring along scooters, trikes, whatever.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the yard's perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it's
the courtyard.
Yes, courtyard. And then we've also got coming up on Sunday the 1st of March, we've got... a celebration for Chinese New Year. And this is an amazing opportunity. We were contacted by these group of dancers and performers from Auckland who wanted to come over and do a demonstration of traditional Chinese culture. So this is for children and adults, you know, for the whole community to come along and to experience this demonstration of Chinese culture. So they're going to be doing a waist drum performance. I'm just showing, unfortunately you yep. listeners out there can't see it, but I'm just showing David what I mean by
wow.
waist drums.
Yes, they look
yep.
very colourful too.
Very
all done
colourful.
Up in yellow.
Yeah, very
and
colourful.
And red drums.
And so that's a waist drum performance, and there will also be guzheng, which is a particular instrument, a stringed instrument that
oh,
will be performed.
That I've heard that. That
yep.
sounds absolutely stunning. They used to do a lot of this down at... Remember they had that market down near
oh,
the
yes.
railway or somewhere?
Yes,
they used
yes,
to do a lot
yes.
of that there.
Well, these people are going around various Auckland libraries over the course of Chinese New Year and doing these demonstrations. So it's just wonderful that they're willing to come all the way out to Waiheke and do a performance for our community.
Are they going to do dragon dancing?
I'm not sure about the dragon dancing, but they're going to do demonstrations of Qigong.
Oh, really?
And so this is – so it's the Sunday, the 1st of March at 1 o'clock. Highly recommend you come on down
oh,
to have a look at the library.
Oh, it's the lunar year of the ram.
Yes, that's right. Or the sheep, depending on which tradition you follow.
Oh, right. Oh, is it sheep? Not
or ram. Yeah.
Or ram.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit sexist, doesn't it? We just have ram.
I well, mean, okay, it can be both.
Yes.
There you go. It's a sheep and ram.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it may not have. No, it doesn't seem to. But the dragon dancing, I saw that for one at the
right.
art gallery.
Oh, okay.
And that was just
yeah.
unbelievable in a tiny space. And they were just.
Right.
But they did all sorts of other dancing
yes.
and things.
Well, as I said, this is going to be a like a showcase of Chinese culture with the music performances and the dance and Qigong. So
oh, that's
highly
fabulous.
Recommend you come along. They look like an amazing
yeah.
group of people.
And what a lovely courtyard to have.
Yes. Well, yeah. Depending on the weather, depending
yeah,
on the weather,
it'll well,
either be inside
be fine,
or out.
Don't
but
worry,
yeah, we'll see how we go.
We'll get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're also going to have Midsummer Night's Dream in the courtyard.
Yes, I'm really looking
that
forward to
that. That is going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Out in the moonlight, and
yes.
hopefully. And
yeah, yeah.
Because that fits beautifully in with Midsummer Night's Dream. Isn't
yes.
it wonderful? The library's got so many things now that
absolutely
it holds. The library becomes a whole
and well, the whole
integrated
the artworks
thing.
Courtyard becomes,
yeah,
you know,
a whole beautiful,
a wonderful space to do all
yeah.
sorts of things.
Mind you, I'm biased. I just see it as the library. Oh, that's going to be
great. Yeah, so that was the 1st of March at 1 o'clock, and it's a Sunday, and highly recommend you come on down for that because it's amazing that they're volunteering their time to come all the way over from Auckland to do that demonstration for us.
Yeah, that's a bit of an effort, isn't it?
So that's really looking forward to that.
And that's organised by the council?
Well, it was organised by them and us. Yeah, they contacted the library and volunteered. So, we said, yeah, that would be amazing. So, yeah, cool.
Brilliant.
And also watch out for me at the Onatangi Beach Races. I'm going to be doing a preschool story time out at the beach races on, is it Sunday the 22nd?
That's which right. Which is when?
Well, next weekend, isn't it?
It is next weekend,
yeah,
isn't
next
it? Because this is the... This is St. Valentine's
it
Day,
is
which
St.
is
Valentine's
14th.
Day. Yes, that's right.
And I got a Valentine's card this morning.
Oh, nice.
Bought myself a Valentine's present, though, yesterday.
Yes, there you go. Good idea.
Yeah, that's right. It's tomorrow week.
Yes, it is. So at 11 o'clock, I'll be down at the beach races doing a storytelling for the younger kids.
Oh, how lovely. Mm. Oh, great you give up your time for that because storytelling is so... So important for kids and they hear, they just love it. And that's telling stories to kids is an art that, you know, it shouldn't get lost.
Absolutely. It's and really
course,
important reading to children from birth.
Yep.
Right, I
got that kind of thing from my parents and I could always correct them when they try to skip a page or something. I'd heard the story 155 times and I could go, you've missed a page.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my daughter was obsessed with a particular picture book that I've never forgotten, the cow that who clucked. And I must have read that to her like 5 times a day for 2 months or something. Yeah. It was just, loved it.
They never get tired of it, do they? They must hear so much and it does kicks their imagination going.
And as you say, they can practically read it because they've memorized it. You know what I mean?
It's amazing. Yeah. Beats computers. Love my books.
Absolutely.
Right.
So on that note, I was going to talk about a book that I've recently read with my book club. It's not a recent publication. It's one that I'd missed, actually. I think it came out in 2007. And it's by Colm Tobin, and it's called Brooklyn. And so it's basically set in the 1950s. It's about a young Irish girl who sets off to America, to Brooklyn, given an opportunity to work in a store in Brooklyn. And it's about sort of the sequence of events that happen around that time. And what was interesting about this book for me, because I've read a lot of Irish authors in the past. I did an Irish paper at university, so I've got a sort of a context for the Irish writers. And I also went to a talk. It was a writing workshop at the Readers and Writers Festival. Must have been 3 or 4 years ago now. It was by Claire Keegan, who's another famous Irish author. And I found it interesting. I think with the Irish writers, they strive quite often, not all of them, but a lot of them strive for a simplicity of style that's actually quite deceptive. You know, it's very easy to read it and feel that it's just a simple story. But they've actually worked really hard to develop that simplicity to reveal emotion and the experiences of the time. So this talk I went to by Claire Keegan, she talked about how writing has to be pared down to the bare reality of the facts. And that's not the case with Colm Tobin. He actually does let you into the mind of the character, so you're experiencing how she feels and what she's thinking, which I really appreciate. I love getting into the mind of a character. But it does have that sort of restrained sparseness to it as well. And the other thing that really struck me, though, that Claire Keegan and Colm Tobin have in common is that the story is all about timing. Timing is crucial to fiction. And so it is very much in Brooklyn, the concept of the sequencing and the timing that creates the tension. So it's the timing of when the girl has to leave her home in Ireland. It's the timing of her relationship she develops with a man in Brooklyn, and the timing of her sister's death, and so her return to Ireland. And then the tension is all about where is she going to choose to be, which, right. of course, I will not reveal because that would be a terrible spoiler.
She would have had some changes in her whole outlook.
Absolutely.
Having left Ireland, which was probably her upbringing was fairly Catholic.
And yes, it was.
Isolated
yes.
and strict.
Yes.
And then she goes to Brooklyn where she lived on her own.
She lived in a house with other Irish girls.
Yeah, but she lived
independently.
Like going
yes.
off to university
yes.
in another town and
yes,
you can do
exactly.
things because no one knows you.
Exactly. Yeah, so,
and she
yeah.
would have learnt a few things.
Yes, so she is different, you're right. And that's very brilliantly reflected in the description of her return to Ireland, that she has changed and her status has changed, which is the other interesting thing.
Yes, she wouldn't have been so keen on the strictness anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch what happens. Mm. I wanted, though, to share, if it's okay with
yes.
with you, about Claire Keegan's demonstration of timing. And I thought this is actually, in a sort of reverse kind of way, appropriate to share on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
So here we go. Keegan was demonstrating the importance of timing and how timing was everything to a story. So she said, okay, here's a non-story. This is not going to be a story. This is her bare facts. A woman leaves work. She gets on a bus. A man sits too close. She moves away. She gets home. There's nothing in the post. The cat's missing. She finds it. She sits down. She turns on the TV. She watches Prince William's marriage. She can't stop watching it, even though she doesn't care for the royal family. She turns the TV off. She goes to bed. That isn't a story, but how about this? This day we've just described, this day was meant to be her wedding day. Now suddenly it's a story.
Oh,
pathos,
right.
tension.
Yep.
It's all about timing.
That simple, add that simple thing.
Yes.
A complex thing for her, but that's that little bit, and it's
suddenly
wow, you've
yes.
got all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Suddenly she's watched a marriage on TV, and, you know, it could have been not hers on TV, but it could have been mine.
Yes.
This
yes.
man sits too, you know. She,
yeah, exactly. So, that was a really powerful demonstration of how timing is everything in fiction.
Yeah. Oh, that is really clever. It's got me really thinking about how you can change something. So that's a wonderful lesson to learn
it
for anyone who is going to do some writing.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you. Book club. Now, you said your book club. Do you have book clubs at the library,
don't
you?
We have two.
You have
yes,
two.
Yes. So Fiona, the manager at the library, and I run two book clubs. Both of them are on a Wednesday at 6 p.m., but she has the first Wednesday of the month and I have the second Wednesday of the month.
I was going to say, imagine all meeting up.
And the idea is that the club all read the same book and then we come together at the end of reading the book the following month and discuss it.
And the wonderful thing is you don't have to buy a book.
No.
Whereas some of the book clubs you belong, you've got to buy a book or whatever.
Yeah,
you make sure the books are available.
Absolutely.
What did the book club think of that?
Without revealing any individual tastes or anything, but
all their names.
They actually all, from different perspectives, and that's what I love about the book club. It's like everybody has a different take on the book every month, and I love that individuality and the different responses and the way one person's response can actually shift somebody else's response as they're listening to them talk about it. So, yes, the book club actually really all liked it, but from very different perspectives.
Oh,
yeah. Generally speaking, they did very much enjoy this
sounds
one.
It sounds an interesting book. I quite like the 50s, things set in the 50s, because I think I find today a lot of the stuff just gets caught up in in modern technology and stuff. I don't know how true that is, but for me, I felt like that time was better for – they don't get caught up. They have – the characters are – it's not a simpler
I don't know quite
what I'm trying to say, because I haven't prepared it in my head, but it's like it was a simpler time where the characters can be better developed, for me anyway.
Yes, I can see where you're coming from on that. I think for me, particularly for a female character, the 50s were a very interesting time because there was a shift happening. It was just ahead of the sort of the women's movement. And women had just come out of the war where, you know, suddenly the potential that they actually could be workers had opened up, and yet there was also a kind of a traditional pushback trying to get them back into the kitchens and all of that kind of thing. So it was a very interesting time to look at a woman in terms of her independence and marriage and all of that kind of thing, and that's one of the themes that's explored in this book.
Oh, I that. Because her going back to Ireland after being... she'd ruffle a few feathers, I should imagine.
Yeah, take a look.
It really sounds really interesting. And I do love that piece you just did where... Yeah, that was the day of her wedding. Special. And the whole thing just goes...
Yes, exactly. It makes
you do a double
take. A whole
new meaning to it. Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, thank you for sharing
that's okay.
So have we got anything that's... So you've got those things happening. You've got the Chinese thing. You've got the kids.
A storyteller, Tanya Beth.
An asset she is, isn't she?
She is.
Isn't she? She's just so good at it.
Absolutely.
And she's just so, and her bike and everything, and all dressed up. And
So it's
just amazing.
It's going to be good fun. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Next week at the library.
And you get a good turnout, don't you, with
generally
with the
speaking,
youngies?
we get quite large story times. I'm anticipating this one might be even bigger than usual. So
Oh, that's going to be marvellous. Cool. And we'll be out there doing their bit on their scooters and And do you find that there's enough publicity around them to?
Publicity is always an interesting thing.
Yeah, I'm just stunned how many people you get.
Yes,
and yet it's. Probably because a lot of people do go with youngsters and look at the library.
Yes, I mean, I've got a sort of a broad spectrum approach to publicity. I sort of think as many channels as you can get it out through works. Yep. But it is an interesting thing because you'll always get people who say they haven't heard about something.
Well, we have this show, of course, which
is... Yes, absolutely.
Which
this is one of
I think used to start out at about 5 minutes when we first started.
That's true,
And I thought, no, this has got to be bigger than this. So we go now for a good half an hour.
That's great.
And we prepare things.
Thank you for that.
Anything else? I've been ordering my magazines.
Yes, great.
And it's becoming a bit of a, I think I'll have to tone it down a bit.
I've got too many. There's always that first flush of enthusiasm when you start ordering things in, isn't there?
And I always say you can always tell when I have a quiet Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think Di says, you had a quiet Saturday night, did you? Because that's when I usually start ordering books.
Yeah.
And you can get a bit carried because you think they're going to take a while to come, but they come quite quickly.
Actually, on that note with Di, there's going to be an article coming out in the paper, hopefully next week, because she's leaving the library. Yes. So she's just had her 10th year anniversary, and the 24th, which is the Tuesday after the Onatangi Beach Races, so I have got the date right, the Tuesday 24th of February will be her last day in the library. She's moving on to put more energy into her buckflower business.
Yes, she's big for that.
Yeah.
Because I always tell her she's my favourite librarian, but I say that to everybody. I just make sure you're not together when I say it. I love librarians.
Crafty.
I really do.
Yeah. So
she's fun. Yeah, she's so much fun.
So we're going to be having a morning tea for people to come along and say goodbye.
Yeah, so that's the 24th.
24th.
Oh, I must go there if it's just a complain about the books aren't like they used to be. Yeah. I'm always having fun because I remember when you used to have to get the books from behind
the counter,
then it was transferred out there, and I used to say, oh, no, you've got them in the wrong order. We always used to have so much fun with that.
But
she showed me how to order
magazines
like there's two ways, isn't there? You can order magazines like books.
Yes.
And she showed me that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was
fabulous. That's actually something that it would be good for people to because sometimes we get people saying, "Oh, the latest one isn't on the shelf." Well, generally speaking, the latest isn't going to be on the shelf because they're out. But you can order them,
yeah,
and then they will come directly to
And they can't. I mean, I've got one of the latest magazines of like Tattler, and you wouldn't think you'd get it that quickly, but of course
but
you can go to all of the libraries now.
Exactly.
So it's not just Waiheke, it's every library.
Yep,
so whichever one comes free,
exactly.
Seems like you get. Is so that how it works?
It is. It is. I mean, well, when you do the ordering online yourself, you're selecting. So what you do is you select either an available copy from any of the libraries that hold that magazine.
That's what I do.
Or if none of them are available, then you can select the one that's got the least holds on it. So it's really
Don't pick Remuera or Browns Bay. They'll be wanting Tattler.
So, it's an amazing service. All of those books and magazines and all the other materials that people order in, that's a free service. You don't pay for that.
I know.
So it's very,
it
very worthwhile getting into that habit.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the station is going to feel about me not buying any magazines. I just say I buy far too many.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can add up with magazines.
Tell me.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, I know
so
it only too
maybe,
well.
Maybe choose the ones that you really want to buy and own.
The
and
only one you haven't got is my jazz magazine, but I like to have my jazz magazine permanently.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you have things like that that you prefer to own.
But it is marvellous. Because what do? You do read them fairly quickly, and then I've just got the new Vanity Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just almost sort of like in the shops.
Yep, exactly.
It's really a great service. Now, if anybody's interested in the book clubs,
yes,
is there any spaces in them?
Well, yeah, we do. We usually have the odd space. They do tend to be quite full, but it's always worth inquiring. So obviously you need to approach us and just say you would like to join one of the book clubs, and we'll talk to you about it and make sure that we put you into the one.
Because it's a nice way to mix with similarly, you know, people who are interested in books, and it gives you some time out. And who knows, you meet people and suddenly you become friends with people. And I was just talking to somebody who they all met. They came over on one of those walks years ago. This isn't the library, but it was the walks. And that group that came on that day, the majority of them are still meeting.
Yes.
So if you can just meet up with some people. And it's good for women to meet up because, some women don't like doing things on. I mean, it's for men too.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's good to meet up.
Yep,
but the women found it great because they mixed with people who they'd go out in twos and threes and wouldn't have to go on their own, and it was great.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of men there.
It's interesting, actually, because I reflected on this a while back, that my parents in their day, and I did have older parents, I have to say, so this was perhaps reaching back.
Yeah, so I did too.
Maybe more contemporary for you. But with my parents, there were all these clubs. They had music appreciation clubs. So this was in the day when not everybody had their own stereo. So the person who had the stereo would host the club and they'd go around and listen to records, as it was then. So they went to a music appreciation club and there was a walking club, the Ramblers Association they belonged to. And people did that a lot more in those days. They went around to and book appreciation clubs as well. So it's a really nice thing to do, to actually gather with like-minded people, as you say, and have an opportunity to talk about things that you really enjoy.
Yeah, and I don't think education things were so available.
No,
like
true.
You had places that developed courses and they went off and because, I mean, computers have changed quite a bit of that, but I don't, it still can't beat that meeting somebody
Absolutely.
Who you just go, oh, you know, I really get on with this person.
Yes.
And suddenly, oh, let's have a cup of coffee
and you're
meeting. And it's done for no other reason than you just like their company.
Yes.
It's lovely.
Absolutely. And my group in particular, because it was the original group, going back way before my time, they've been to, some of those members have been together for years and years. So, and they've, as you say, become friends. So.
Yeah, I think that's great. I like that. I just had lunch with a friend I've had for 28, 29 years.
Wow.
and we had lunch yesterday. She made lunch for us.
Nice.
I was going to a meeting near where she lived, and it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And we've known each other all that time.
Mm.
You know, we haven't always kept perfect contact, but
no,
we seem but to do better now.
Yep.
She's coming over on Sunday to look at the Headland sculpture. And
cool, last day.
We're going to have dinner, and you know, it's just lovely. We've had this friendship for all this time.
Mm, beautiful.
And men and women don't often keep friendships like that, is good. But I do. I'm very proud of them. Well, thank you. That's
thank
a
you.
Really interesting time.
Cool.
And thank you for that.
Would you like me to leave this copy with you and I can put it onto your card?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
There
you go. Thank you. Oh, this is good. I can organize you for every time. I do like the picture of the
shop that she worked in
you
Brooklyn.
Wouldn't see that you wouldn't see that in the things today.
Mm.
It's a woman's garment there.
Yes.
But I love those shops. They look good.
Yes.
Brooklyn sounds really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Because one of the club members had actually been to Brooklyn and they talked about the fact that it was a really accurate description of the culture and
great.
The times.
And oh,
everything.
Brilliant. Mm. Oh, look, I'm really looking forward to this.
Cool.
I've got some free time on Sunday, so I'll get started. I'm still giving my book out. Is it the carving?
The bone. Yeah, I mentioned that to my club.
Yes.
So they're going to be ordering that one.
I'm still rationing that out.
Cool.
But I've got to finish it now because I've got to start this.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's lovely, isn't it? You're going to start something.
Mm.
And this is, I don't think, you know, all due respect to people who have Kindles and all sorts of things. This is a, you know, I've got a book in my hand
I'm
taking
I
it.
I do both. I read
it.
Yeah,
I don't. I find it really hard to do it.
Yeah, there's a different experience. So, and some books work well with e-books and some books you just,
this,
as
me,
you say, you like that tactile experience of actually holding the physical book.
Yeah. Okay, so
all
that's
right.
Really brilliant. So you'll be back next month, second Saturday in the month.
Oh, are we not doing the fourth?
Well, I tell you what,
if
the library would like to find someone who could do the fourth Saturday, we need somebody.
You
and
need
that's a good
someone.
Time. We really need someone to do that
fourth
Saturday.
Saturday.
And we're having a bit of a struggle because people are very busy on a Saturday usually.
Yep.
But
true.
If we could get the fourth Saturday, then you could be on twice a month.
Ah, there you go.
Then I'd have to share you. David needs to learn to share. Little badge. But in the meantime, we can be sure that you'll be here on the second Saturday in March.
Absolutely.
Which will be, I don't know what date that is, but...
I'm a bit vague on that as well.
Oh, I'm just getting a bit sort of funny about March because my birthday's the beginning of March. Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yes, true.
Yes.
Oh,
the Irish holiday.
There you go, cool.
Mm, so that's a bit of fun.
Okay.
So, it must be, my birthday must be on a weekday because... The 14th is the day I'm having a party. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not having the whole radio people
party,
turn up.
Yeah.
Not you, I wasn't worried about, just the list.
Yeah.
Millions of listeners out there. And so it would be, so that's got to be in the middle of the week.
Yeah. No, actually, in fact, because February's got 28 days, we'll probably be having the Saturday show on the same day of the month.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay then.
Yep.
Well,
all
we'll
right.
See you then because I've got somebody walking up and down outside here.
Looking impatient.
Sarah, that's a small blonde person. Oh, she just put her hands on her hips. Woman with hands on hips, be very afraid.
There you go.
So that's wonderful. So
cool.
We'll see you next month, but I'd love to be able to have you on twice. So we've got to get that person
for the fourth Saturday
to do it.
Cool.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
We'll see you next month,
cool.
If not earlier.